Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 34 on The Lake Isle of Innisfree, written by W.B. Yeats. The first heading is subject matter. The Lake Isle of Innisfree is one of Yeats's most famous poems, in which the poet expresses his longing to travel from London to the secluded beauty of the small island of Innisfree on Loch Gill in County Sligo. Yeats imagines living a self-sufficient lifestyle, surrounded by nature. The appeal is so strong that as he stands on a busy London street, he can hear the call of Innisfree deeply within his heart. The second heading is theme. The beauty of nature is an important theme in this pastoral poem, and Yeats makes it very clear that his heartfelt wish is to escape into nature and to enjoy its peace and tranquility. The poet believes that nature will sustain him, both physically and artistically. Compared to the uninspiring pavements grey of London, in Yeats's romantic imagination, the island would be an ideal place for an artist to live. He will build his own cabin, grow his own food, and take time to listen to the wonderful sounds and appreciate the magical views from the shore. These imagined experiences, which are deeply felt within his heart, will rejuvenate the poet who seems tired and weary of city life. The next heading is quote 3. Yeats gives us several beautiful images of life on Innisfree. Can you identify any two images from the island that you liked? You could also perhaps choose one quote to illustrate the contrast of life on Innisfree with life in London. When you write down your quotes into your worksheet, briefly state why you chose each one. The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. Yeats uses a wide range of images to build up a clear picture in our minds of Innisfree and its beauty. In stanza 1, the images are concrete. For example, the poet refers to a cabin, to clay and wattles, to a beehive and to a row of vegetables. In stanza 2, the images have more of a dreamlike quality. He uses a metaphor for peace, which comes dropping slow, almost like an early morning mist that silently descends upon the island. He imagines midnight to be a glimmer of moon and starlight, while noon becomes a purple glow as light reflects off the heather covering the island. Yeats's images are visual, but he also incorporates oral or auditory images. He tells us in stanza 3, for example, that he can hear lake water lapping along the island's shore. These vivid and vibrant images contrast effectively with the very cold, bleak image of the streets of London, which Yeats describes as the pavements grey. We turn now to language. Much of the language is accessible and easy to understand and has a conversational quality to it. But it also has a formality about it. Look at the old-fashioned or archaic expressions such as "I will arise and go now," which sounds like a phrase from the Bible. The simple descriptions in the poem seem appropriate because the poet is imagining a simple lifestyle on the island of Innisfree. It is also important to Yeats as a poet that his readers can imagine the scene very clearly. Otherwise, the appeal of the island will be lost on us, the readers. Note also that Yeats sometimes changes or inverts the usual order of words in some sentences. For example, instead of saying, "I will build a small cabin there," he writes, "and the small cabin built there." Another word for the word order is syntax. So you could say that Yeats changes the syntax to make the poem sound more dignified. It is not just a momentary fantasy he describes, but something that is lodged deeply within his heart. We move on now to form. The Lake Isle of Innisfree is a short lyric poem composed of three quatrains with a regular rhyme scheme of A-B-A-B. The poem also has a regular rhythm. This steady movement of lines also mimics the slow lapping of water on the shoreline of the island. The leisurely pace of the poem matches exactly the type of relaxed island lifestyle that appeals to the poet. Note also that the fourth line in each stanza is a little shorter than the previous ones. This creates a brief moment for the reader to pause and reflect on the scene that the poet has just drawn for us in the previous three lines. Yeats also makes use of repetition in the poem. I will arise and go now, and, peace, dropping, I hear, are all repeated. The opening line captures the poet's determination to visit Innisfree, while the repeated use of and in lines 2, 4, 5, 7 and 8 creates the impression that while the island is an isolated place, it is also full of activity and vibrantly full of life. Now we move on to sound. The rhyme scheme, as we mentioned earlier, is ABAB. This means that the final word at the end of line 1, Innisfree, rhymes with the final word in line 3, honeybee, while maid in line 2 and glade in line 4 also rhyme. This type of rhyme is called perfect rhyme, which is appropriate in a poem that is about Yeats's perfect ideal place in which to live harmoniously with nature. You can also see and hear an example of assonance in line 2 between the words clay and maid. There's also assonance in line 3 between the words I and hive. In line 4, there's a good example of alliteration, where the soft L sound is repeated 4 times, where the poet writes, and live alone in the bee loud glade. So you can see that even in the first 4 lines of the poem, there are several examples of sound effects, all of which give the poem a lovely lyrical or musical effect, which adds to the sense of peace and harmony in the poem. You can read some more about the soundscape in the poem in the Technique Keynotes Revision Card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is Tone and Mood. The tone is certainly one of admiration. Yeats leaves us in no doubt that he feels a fond attachment to and draw towards the island of Innisfree, and he is determined to go there. It is a place of colour, noon a purple glow, a place of sound, the cricket sings, lake water lapping, a place of plenty, 9 bean rows, a hive for the honey bee, and a place of peace. Peace comes dropping slow. What, in your view, is the mood of the poem? Did you think Innisfree would be a happy place for the poet to live? Did you get a feeling of peacefulness or harmony in the poem? Did you get a sense that the poet will coexist with nature in a sustainable way? The last heading is personal response. Did you like the Lake Isle of Innisfree? Had you heard of this poem before reading it in class for your course? Why do you think it is so popular with readers in Ireland? Does the way of life on the island sound appealing to you? Why might Yeats find self-sufficiency so appealing? Do you think the fact that Yeats was living in London when he wrote the poem makes the island appear even more magical? Think about some of the prompts above, then write your own concise personal reflection on the poem into your worksheet.